I was just thinking of comparing you to him. I don't hate Jews, Val. I don't want to destroy anybody, and I don't want war either. I want the world to hold together. Is that so bad? I don't want us to go back to the old way. Have you read about the world wars? Yes. We can go back to that again, or worse. We could find ourselves locked into the Warsaw Pact. Now there's a cheerful thought. Peter, we're children. Don't you understand that? We're going to school. We're growing up. But even as she resisted, she wanted him to persuade her. She had wanted him to persuade her from the beginning. But Peter didn't know that he had already won. If I believe that, if I accept that, then I've got to sit back and watch while all the opportunities vanish. And then when I'm old enough, it's too late. Val, listen to me. I know how you feel about me. You always have. I was a vicious, nasty brother. I was cruel to you, and crueler to Ender before they took him. But I didn't hate you. I loved you both. I just had to be... had to have control. Do you understand that? It's the most important thing to me. It's my greatest gift. I can see where the weak points are. I can see how to get in and use them. I just see those things without even trying. I could become a businessman and run some big corporation. I'd scramble and maneuver until I was at the top of everything. And what would I have? Nothing. I'm going to rule, Val. I'm going to have control of something. But I want it to be something worth ruling. I want to accomplish something worthwhile. A Pax Americana through the whole world. So that when somebody else comes after we beat the buggers, when somebody else comes here to defeat us, they'll find we've already spread over 1,000 worlds. We're at peace with ourselves and impossible to destroy. Do you understand? I want to save mankind from self-destruction. She had never seen him speak with such sincerity, with no hint of mockery, no trace of a lie in his voice. He was getting better at this. Or maybe he was actually touching on the truth. So a 12-year-old boy and his kid sister are going to save the world. How old was Alexander? I'm not going to do it overnight. I'm just going to start now. If you'll help me. I don't believe what you did to those squirrels was part of an act. I think you did it because you love to do it. Suddenly, Peter wept into his hands. Val assumed that he was pretending. But then she wondered. It was possible, wasn't it, that he loved her, and that in this time of terrifying opportunity, he was willing to weaken himself before her in order to win her love. He's manipulating me, she thought, but that doesn't mean he isn't sincere. His cheeks were wet when he took his hands away, his eyes rimmed in red. I know, he said. It's what I'm most afraid of. That I really am a monster. I don't want to be a killer. But I just can't help it. She had never seen him show such weakness. You're so clever, Peter. You saved your weakness so you could use it to move me now. And yet, it did move her. Because if it were true, even partly true, then Peter was not a monster. And so she could satisfy her Peter-like love of power without fear of becoming monstrous herself. She knew that Peter was calculating even now, but she believed that under the calculations, he was telling the truth. It had been hidden layers deep, but he had probed her until he found her trust. Val, if you don't help me, I don't know what I'll become. But if you're there, my partner in everything, you can keep me from becoming like that. Like the bad ones. She nodded. You are only pretending to share power with me, she thought. But in fact, I have power over you, even though you don't know it. I will. I'll help you.
As soon as Father got them both onto his citizen's access, they began testing the waters. They stayed away from the nets that required use of a real name. That wasn't hard, because real names only had to do with money. They didn't need money. They needed respect, and that they could earn. With false names on the right nets, they could be anybody. Old men, middle-aged women, anybody, as long as they were careful about the way they wrote. All that anyone would see were their words, their ideas. Every citizen started equal on the nets. They used throwaway names with their early efforts. Not the identities that Peter planned to make famous and influential. Of course, they were not invited to take part in the great national and international political forums. They could only be audiences there until they were invited or elected to take part. But they signed on and watched, reading some of the essays published by the great names, witnessing the debates that played across their desks. And in the lesser conferences, where common people commented about the great debates, they began to insert their comments. At first, Peter insisted that they be deliberately inflammatory. We can't learn how our style of writing is working unless we get responses, and if we're bland, no one will answer. They were not bland, and people answered. The responses that got posted on the public nets were vinegar. The responses that were sent as mail for Peter and Valentine to read privately were poisonous. But they did learn what attributes of their writing were seized upon as childish and immature, and they got better. When Peter was satisfied that they knew how to sound adult, he killed the old identities, and they began to prepare to attract real attention. We have to seem completely separate. We'll write about different things at different times. We'll never refer to each other. You'll mostly work on the West Coast nets, and I'll mostly work in the South. Regional issues, too, so do your homework. They did their homework. Mother and father worried sometimes, with Peter and Valentine constantly together, their desks tucked under their arms. But they couldn't complain. Their grades were good, and Valentine was such a good influence on Peter. She had changed his whole attitude toward everything. And Peter and Valentine sat together in the woods, in good weather, and in pocket restaurants, and indoor parks when it rained. And they composed their political commentaries. Peter carefully designed both characters so that neither one had all of his ideas. There were even some spare identities that they used to drop in third-party opinions. Let both of them find a following as they can, said Peter. Once, tired of writing and rewriting until Peter was satisfied, Val despaired and said, write it yourself, then. I can't, he answered. They can't both sound alike, ever. You forget that someday we'll be famous enough that somebody will start running analyses. We'll have to come up as different people every time. So she wrote on. Her main identity on the nets was Demosthenes. Peter chose the name. He called himself Locke. They were obvious pseudonyms, but that was part of the plan. With any luck, they'll start trying to guess who we are. If we get famous enough, the government can always get access and find out who we really are. When that happens, we'll be too entrenched to suffer much loss. People might be shocked that Demosthenes and Locke are two kids, but they'll already be used to listening to us. They began composing debates for their characters. Valentine would prepare an opening statement, and Peter would invent a throwaway name to answer her. His answer would be intelligent, and the debate would be lively, lots of clever invective and good political rhetoric. Valentine had a knack for alliteration that made her phrases memorable. Then they would enter the debate into the network, separated by a reasonable amount of time, as if they were actually making them up on the spot.